Hello everyone and welcome to Totally Broken Opinions. And on today's episode, there's been video game news for TV adaptations and movie adaptations being good and stuff. So I thought we'd take a look at some of the best and worst and rank them based on if we've seen them, not seen them, what we thought of them, where we'd place them, all of that sort. Just a regular tier list. Like, what do you want? It's a tier list.
Is this about, well, because you watched Fallout?
Yes. Mainly, I haven't finished it. I'm about halfway through, but I've enjoyed it. I don't know. I'll have to put it somewhere, but we'll see for the general practice. But I thought there's been a lot of video game adaptations. Some bad, some good, some I've never seen.
Mainly bad.
I have seen. Yeah. And I thought we'd just talk about them. See if we've actually ever played them or watched them or anything like that. What we think of the actual franchises that they got adapted. What we think would be better, what not. Just general chit-chat fun facts.
Sure. Where do you want to start?
Well, I'll let you pick. Because you'll have less stuff.
Wow. Should we just go down to the list? I mean, kind of good places ever. Then it'd be end well. All right. The first one is the Hitman show.
Hitman franchise. I'm just going to put movies. Right. No, some of them have multiple movies. Some of them have multiple TV. Like the Pokemon one, I'm just generalizing all of Pokemon.
So I've not seen anything to do with Hitman. I've not played the games and I've not seen the films. I didn't even know there was films.
I've played
films.
A couple of the games. Yeah, I've played the next game is being worked on. The next James Bond game is being worked on by the people who did Hitman.
Mm.
So I've played a couple of the Hitman games. I enjoy them. They're basic just spy things where you just do wacky things, like you can kill people with bananas and stuff like that, and just throw. Like, they're just fun, goofy spy games. I've heard that the movies are bad. Like, I don't think any of them have been widely received well.
And no, so, I mean, if they had been received well, we probably would have had more people talk about it.
I think there's three. I think there's three Hitman movies that exist.
That is quite impressive.
Yeah, because they just needed to get bald men.
There's three. There's Hitman first one in 2007. Then Hitman, only two films. Hitman 47 came out in 2015.
Yeah. So there were two attempts at this, and they both failed miserably, I think.
Yeah, they're not great. They're only short films, though, about 1.5 each.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, I haven't read it all. Like, we didn't read the source material. I don't know why it's read and not played, but I can change that later. Let's go Detective Pikachu. Is this a movie you've seen?
I have seen it. I don't remember much about it, which says
Ryan
much.
Ryan Reynolds is a Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I don't like...
The guy from Jurassic World Screams is about as much. I enjoyed it, but I think it's fine.
Yeah, and cool, I guess. I mean, we're putting C tier, I think. But I don't know. To me, it doesn't sit well. And
because you don't like Pokemon?
True, I don't like Pokemon. That you are right there. But also, just having Ryan Reynolds as the voice of Pikachu doesn't seem right.
I like it. It's a weird choice, but it just works. Because he's very charming. And Pikachu doesn't seem to be charming, even though everyone loves the shit out of him.
I mean, also, Pikachu looks quite good in the film, for the most part.
Yeah. Like, all of them, I think. They did a very good job with all of the Pokemon in it. Like, they all look like they could be live action. Like, they did some of the choices were, like, some of them you don't think would be skin-like are skin-like, and then some you didn't think would be fluffy are fluffy, but other than that, it's just like, whatever. I think it understood the assignment, because it understood what it was trying to be. It wasn't going to be, like, a mainline Pokemon game. I think it served what its purpose was for, just a weird, wacky movie that I think generally people enjoyed.
That's
I don't think
fine.
It made much money.
That's fine. What's this next one? I haven't heard this.
This was the one that cancelled an entire podcast I did because you didn't know anything about it. San Diego.
I don't know what that is.
I know very little. It's basically Where's Waldo, but the woman version. I think it's got the Netflix adaptation. I haven't watched it. Assassin's Creed.
I've seen...
I like this movie. I know everyone hates it.
I've seen parts of it. Boring. I mean, it's very memeable. It's got a great meme from it.
Wait, what?
Isn't it memes from the Assassin's Creed film? Or is that another Michael Fassbender film I'm thinking of?
Probably.
I thought it was this one where he's like, first time.
That's James Franco.
Is it not Michael Fassbender?
No. And well, that's not even a... What, the first... Like, the being hung?
Yeah.
That's not it, though. That's James Franco. That's not even the same franchise. That's,
I always thought that was from that film.
No, it's... I can't remember what the name of that film is. It's, some Western thing that's,
I'm just saying, he looks very similar to Michael Fassbender.
No, he doesn't. Not in the slightest. Also, James Franco was texting underage girls, Dan, so I wouldn't put that on Michael Fassbender.
Okay, fine. But he looks more similar, he does different.
No, he doesn't. What is that movie? Fuck me, dude. Why can I not... God, this is going to annoy me. I'm really annoyed that I can't remember the name of the movie. Because I haven't watched it, but... The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, I think. Or whatever the fuck that's called. I think, yeah, that's where that meme comes from, Dan. That's nothing to do with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, okay, fine. I just thought it was Michael Fassbender.
Okay. So you haven't even watched... You haven't even seen a meme related to this movie, then?
Probably not. Fair enough. Guess coolest guess is a fine thing.
Did you ever play any of the Assassin's Creed games?
Valhalla? I'm partway through.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah.
I think I did enjoy it, and then Sony took it off the PS Plus, and then I never finished it. And then they re-added it recently.
It'll be on Xbox Game Pass.
No, they re-added Valhalla now, but I need to get back into it. But it's annoyed, so I have a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, they probably took it off, and then they added EA Play, which is all... No, Ubisoft Play or whatever it is. That
all the other Assassin's Creed games were on there. It just was Valhalla.
Probably because it was the newest one.
Probably, but it came back.
Anyway, I like the movie. I think it was cool, but I understand why people didn't like it. Dungeons and Dragons.
It's a good film. It's a good film.
I really enjoyed this movie. Same, it bombed at the box office and it's never going to get anything out. It might get a TV show, but other than that, I don't think they're going to make another movie.
I know, it's reset.
It sucks.
No, but to be honest, I think Dungeons and Dragons, it works well as the film it is.
Yeah.
And I think... if it was a sequel, it wouldn't be as good, and I can see it sort of diminishing the franchise. So I'm sort of happy there's no sequel in that extent.
I think it would work if they just did... They didn't bring those characters back, and they just have that guy who turns up and just kind of guides them and goes, this is what you should be doing, and then just fucks off.
Yeah.
And just have him as the through line for all of these movies.
Yeah, that would be good. And
just have completely new cast, new characters, just different stories set in that world, and then just have that guy just turning up going, yeah, you should be doing this, or just being like absolutely just different every time. Just like, oh yeah, this is how I do this.
It's just a really good film. It's got really good comedy, very good timing.
It's made by the people who did Game Night, which is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Because it's just a fun movie.
Chris Pine, also just very good in this. Where he's just kind of like, he's kind of useless, but he's a team leader.
Yeah. He just does the self-confident character who doesn't know what they're doing, but yeah. And I think it gets a high score. I don't say it's perfect, but I think...
No, I would agree. And it still has one of my highlights of jokes in all films of last year, which was just the guy walking over the rock. And I thought that was just fucking hilarious.
Mm, I do agree. Street Fighter, never played or watched.
Nah, me neither.
Cyberpunk, Daniel hate it because it's anime, but my god, this is a really good one. Like, never played Cyberpunk the game because of how buggy it was on PlayStation at launch, and I didn't have a PC that would be able to run it. I might get it now that I have a PC that can run it and a PS5 that can run it, and it's not buggy as shit. But that TV show is really good. Like, it's emotional, it's visually very nice, it's just like the characters are really well done. I really enjoyed it, so I'll put it up high. Last of Us, shit.
No, you can't put it on there.
Nope, that's my wrist. I have control, it's mine, it's shit.
It's not that bad. I mean, I know I finished it. I got distracted. It was difficult for me to watch at the time. Legally, it was difficult to watch, and I never actually finished it. But I enjoyed it for what it was. I thought that was a good TV show.
Because of Now TV? No, it's shit. It's just the game, but worse. it's just... And they make all the characters, like, any choices... Like, I know people love it. But that's because they're telling the same story from the game. I maintain that a video game adaptation should not do the story of the game again. It should do something set in that world. Dungeons and Dragons is something set in that world. Cyberpunk is set something in that world. Detective Pikachu is set in that world. Assassin's Creed was set in that world, but did an okay job. Last of Us is just the same game again, but they had to change some stuff and made it worse because it had to go to TV. I don't like it. And I maintain it's shit. Also, Pedro Pascal was too, like, not a good Joel. He's just an attractive man. So everyone just goes, oh, he's so good as Joel. No, he's not. He's just attractive. That's why you like him. And the little girl is annoying as fuck. And that's not Ellie to me. So, fuck you. It's a shit show.
Fine.
It's
yeah.
fine. I understand why people like it, but it is shit in comparison to the game. And that is part of the thing that we have to factor in. Because it can be better than the game, it can be shitter than the game. It can also add to the game and enhance the game. If they just made a Last of Us TV show set in that world and different characters that you grow and love, I would have been fine with it. The fact that they remade the same story and made it worse, to me, rubbish. Absolute dog shit.
Do you have two Uncharted on here?
Probably. I probably added one missing it when I was looking, because I didn't add all of these. I just added stuff after the fact.
Yeah.
Need for Speed. I watched this. It was bad.
Oh, right. I read the games.
It's just boring. It was just really, really boring, and I could not tell you anything that happened in it.
Then, yeah, I guess that's pretty shit, then.
Oh, I forgot to add the Gran Turismo movie. Oh, well. Didn't watch that one.
Oh, yeah, that came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was that quite good in the end?
I don't know. Apparently, it was fine. I think it was mixed. We'll add it with Need for Speed. We're like, okay. Mario movie. It was okay, I guess.
I never watched it.
I didn't. I found it fine. It was fine. I liked the other one better. I liked the 80s one or whatever it was. The one that was live action that was horrible and no one liked it and everyone hates it. I liked that one more because I watched that one Prime like a couple months before the movie came out. And I was just like, wow, this had more character than that movie ever did. Because it's just Illumination, man. They're just boring.
I think the criminal part of that film is the fact Chris Pratt is voicing Mario.
He's fine. He's just doing a typical. Like, he's,
yeah, but it just sounds like Chris Pratt. It doesn't sound like Mario.
Mario does just like. He,
that, yeah, but how much better would that film be?
No, it would have great. Like everyone goes, oh, how much better would it have been with the fucking "It's a me, Mario" was for the entire movie. You would have fucking hated it. I guarantee it, because that voice is good in like small snippets. But if you had to listen to that for an hour and a half movie, you would be fucking ripping your hair out.
Nah, if I'm watching a Mario film, no. I want to suffer.
No. No, I like everyone's like they do a joke in it because they basically do a trailer for their plumbing company because in the games they're plumbers. Like, it's a really weird setup for Mario. And they do the "It's a me, a Mario," and they're doing that voice at the beginning, mm-hmm. and you're just like, okay, yeah, this would have gotten annoying really quickly if they'd done it. They also do give the guy who did the original voice a cameo in it as like another character, so you get to hear the voice, I guess. Pokemon overall franchises, movies and everything like that, I'm gonna give it they understood the assignment is for kids and it's they're fine.
I mean, once
I like a lot of them and I hate some of them.
I don't really like Pokemon at all, so
yeah, but it understood the assignment. It is to sell toys to kids.
That's fair.
That is the only point. Like, this doesn't mean it's good. This just means it understood the assignment of what it was put on this earth to do. Sell children Pokemon. Mortal Kombat, the newest one.
Yes.
I think this one understood its assignment, but then I also think it was just cool.
I think it was definitely hindered going straight to streaming or something, wasn't it? Because it was HBO Max.
Yeah, it went straight to HBO Max because it was during COVID. It was fine. I had to pirate it because we don't have HBO Max over here. And I watched it in somewhat decent quality because of the fact that it was gone straight to streaming. Did you know, fun fact, not related to video games at all, but Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is coming straight to streaming for the UK, but cinema release pretty much everywhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Amazon Prime's getting it for some odd reason in the UK for streaming.
I'll take it.
It's not getting a cinema release. Yeah. I found that out today because I was like, when is that movie coming out? I was like, it's not releasing in the UK. It's going straight to streaming because it comes out in like 2 days in America. And I was like, oh, cool.
Do you know what?
Halo TV show. I haven't watched
them. I've not watched either, but do you know what I've come to a conclusion on here? I think video game TV adaptations works so much better than film adaptations.
Yes, because they get more time to flesh it out.
Yeah, I know. And it's pretty obvious now you say it. You know, it's obvious to understand why. but they should just stop making film adaptations of games.
I'm not even saying that. I think the problem with they do, because we've got the Borderlands movie coming out, but I think what Hollywood fails to understand is that no one wants to be a passive viewer for a video game story, unless if it's a story that they've already played. Like, that's why I say that I think stuff set in that world that you love, that enhances it and makes you want to play the game or enjoy, like, other stuff. Like, we'll get to it, because we've got other stuff coming up that's like, oh yeah, cool, these are really good. Like, but I'd say, like, Cyberpunk. I'd never played the game, and I was like, this makes me want to play the game because I like that aesthetic. And I want to see, like, if the stories are that well done in the game and stuff like that, then yes, it works. Mario is just it's a new story, but it's just a kind of generic one.
Yeah.
Because they can't go outside of any comfort zones because they've got this for kids. Assassin's Creed's problem was that it was a kind of dull story. That was more its problem. It was an interesting world, cool setup. They had the big claw arm to fling Michael Fassbender around. Mortal Kombat, again, kind of dull story. It's the storytelling that hinders it. If they're trying to do the same story from the game, like Halo, where it's a reimagining of this story that you already love, and The Last of Us, like, why do that if you've already got the game? Why not make enhancements outside of the game?
No, it's a valid argument.
Tomb Raider, never played it. No, well, played the reboot games, but we'll get to the one that's based on. Never played the old ones, and never watched the Angelina Jolie ones. I think I watched bits of it.
No. Sonic.
I've now recently watched both 1 and 2.
I think I've seen most of the first one. I think it's...
I haven't played the games.
I played the games.
And I'd say they're cool, I guess.
I quite like the Sonic games. I used to when I was younger.
Yeah, but how well did you love the Sonic movies?
The thing is, maybe it should be
watching the
maybe
second
it
one.
Should be an F tier.
What, the slap the fans in the face?
Maybe. I don't know. It's...
Well, you're the fan because you like you like Sonic. I never played Sonic. I've never been a Sega person. I've never really been a Nintendo person.
Yeah, I think having the rings as like portals, it sounds kind of cool. The film, I think, works better if it wasn't Sonic.
What, just a Speedy Gonzales movie?
If it was like another film, right, and it didn't have the Sonic name, it probably would have a better reception than it does Sonic. But because it has the Sonic name brand, works. I think people have it. Hold
okay,
high
how about we do this? Would you have rather seen the Sonic movie pre they changed the design after all the fan backlash?
Oh God, bloody hell! Actually, too fair. Put it on C tier.
I reckon if they did that, they would have gone straight to S tier if they'd committed to that design. S tier.
Oh, that film would have got the worst reviews.
If they'd committed, I would have 100% put this in S tier. Because they cowed down like cowards, they slapped us fans in the face of ugly Sonic.
No, I think actually changing the design in the first... No, actually, I keep it in F tier for the visual design. Because that original design was so shit. And they did that originally, so fuck them for that.
Prince of Persia, never played it, never watched it.
Nah, me neither.
Uncharted, it was...
It's cool, it's fine.
I've played the games, I like the games. I found this movie to be fine. I don't like Mark Wahlberg as the Sully. That was about.
I also think Tom Holland's too young for the role.
I think
he looks too young anyway.
Yeah, I think that's because everyone's like, oh, he should be old. But you do play young Nathan Drake in the thing.
You do, but
and I feel like if they'd set this up as a prequel to the games, rather than this is Tom Holland doing the, like I said, doing the stuff from the games, then it would have been better. Like, this is young Nathan Drake,
yeah,
before the games. This is the story stuff between the games that you haven't seen yet. Like,
and I would have been fine with that.
This is Nathan Drake, yeah.
But that's not a film. The film is essentially from the games. And
so
that,
you would say slapped fans in the face.
I don't think it was a bad film, though.
This doesn't mean bad. It just means slapped fans in the face. Like, it wasn't a good adaptation of the game that they loved.
Possibly.
Again, Naughty Dog, not doing well on the games and TV.
That's just because you don't like The Last of Us TV show.
Doom, never watched it. Never.
No, I haven't either.
Resident Evil, from what I've heard, they're bad. But people do love them, so I didn't read it.
The Witcher TV show. Oh,
I have not watched it, and I haven't played the game. So this is all you, baby.
Well, I've believe it or not, I've probably played as much of the game as I've watched it, as I've seen the TV show. Both times I started, and then I didn't. I swiftly stopped. Yeah, I think I should put on D tier, unfortunately.
I'd say F because it slapped Henry Cavill in the face because he hated it.
Yeah, but Henry Cavill was very controlling in filming that show.
Yeah, because he really loved the source material.
Well, he loved the books, not the game.
Yeah, I know. He wanted it to be the books, and then everyone... But now he gets to do his Warhammer thing or whatever it is. Double Dragon, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Nah, me neither.
Captain Laserhawk and Blood Dragon Remix. This is all of Ubisoft's franchises blended into one thing, animated thing. Loads of different animation styles. It was an okay story. It's very homoerotic because the main character's gay and the antagonist is his lover, ex-lover bullshit thing. I didn't have a problem with that. I'm sure people were like, shit. But it does take beloved for the Assassin's Creed one, there's a assassin frog, which I thought was a cool thing. They take Rayman and make him a news anchor who's basically being forced to, he's just blindly reporting on the news that he's not looking into anything. It's just like, this is what I'm being told to say, and this is what I'm doing, even though the world is shit. And it was all right. It had some decent stuff. I really enjoyed the Cuphead show. I never played the games. It's basic. I'd say it probably understood its assignment. It was just fun.
Yeah, that's fair.
Uncharted again, we'll give it back. Rampage! Did you know that Rampage was based on a video game, Dad?
I didn't!
Have you watched Rampage?
No, I didn't!
So Rampage was a really old game where you had people who got transformed into monsters, a la Big Monkey, Big Lizard, and Big Wolf, I think. So that's why you had the alligator, the crocodile, wolf and the gorilla, and then it's just you shoot them. It's like a side scroll, like they're climbing up a tower and you just shoot them or something. Can't remember. It's garbage.
Oh really?
Absolute shit. I hate The Rock, as most people may know. I don't think he's a good actor. I don't think any movie he's in is very good. The only good movie he's in is the Fast and Furious 5, but that's not because of him. I think that's the only one where he's actually acting in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think he acts in anything else. Tomb Raider, the ones based on the 2014 reboot.
Square Enix games.
Yes.
Well, the games are really good.
I really enjoy the games. I thought this movie was fine. It had some cool bits. I think they changed the twist of the island not being haunted, like an actual supernatural thing, to a disease plague. It was okay. I didn't think that was... I thought the dad stuff being alive was a bit, whereas in the game they're dead. Also, I can't remember. I just remember in the game they have the either aunt or someone in the family be revealed to have done some stuff.
Yes.
For the other organization, yes, the auntie, that's never resolved in any of the games. And I'm like, oh, damn, that sucks.
Is it not?
Angry Birds movie. I don't remember it being resolved.
Well, don't know. I never actually finished the third one, but...
Yeah, I don't remember it being resolved. Angry Birds. I think they understood the assignment, 1 and 2.
Angry Birds not Illumination, is it? No. It's, who did it?
Sony.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
I think it's Sony Animation.
It is Sony. Sony's had a very interesting pass of animation films. Let's not forget the Emoji film.
Yeah. But I thought these were fine. Like, they had some jokes. They were somewhat annoying because of Josh Gad as the speedy one. But the bomb one was fine. Red was all right. I think they understood their assignment, but they weren't amazing. Warcraft, I watched, never played the games. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I think World of Warcraft...
It got really weird at the end.
World of Warcraft, funny enough, is kind of in a similar boat to Dungeons and Dragons in terms of the storytelling. Like, there's a bunch of different quests you can do. It's very open to what they could have done.
Yeah.
They weren't really restricted.
I don't know how faithful this was to the lore. I'm sure they changed some stuff to make it streamlined for the movie. It's very heavy on the, exposition dialogue. Here's what's happening. Here's all these locations. I think it was trying to be Lord of the Rings, but it kind of fell flat a bit because it was... I think they wanted more movies. Also directed by David Bowie's son.
Oh, right. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. Dota, Dragon's Blood. I really enjoyed this
one. Oh, I know you really enjoy that one.
Yeah, I had no interest in Dota. What's really weird, Dan, is that I quite like a lot of the TV shows based on games I would never play.
It's true though, isn't it? It is true. Games that...
Because they're both third person lane, like the lane things. Like, I would never play Dota and I would never play League of Legends. I've tried League of Legends, like, it was fine. But they also locked me, like, region locked me into America, and I had to politely ask them, can you change my region? Because I didn't ever set this up to be in America, and at the time I couldn't change it, and if you want to change it, it costs you like 20 quid. And I'm like, no.
If you want to know the name of it, then it's called MOBAs.
That is what it's called, yes. I don't like playing MOBAs. The only ones I liked were Paragon.
Paragon, Smite was not too bad. Smite's like the closest thing.
I'm surprised there's not a Smite TV show.
Have you tried playing Smite?
No. I did ages ago and I don't think I enjoyed it.
Because Smite has different gamers, but has a gamer that's very similar to what Paragon was. What is? You can still buy it and play it.
I can do whatever it's called. Predecessor.
Yeah, there's like three of them. There's like Fault as well. Anyway, Fallout, the TV show.
I really enjoyed it. There's an S tier yet because I haven't finished it.
I haven't started it, but it's on my to watch list, and it's probably the next thing.
There's a radioactive fallout that's happening, Dan.
Brilliant. From what I've heard, it's very good reviews. It's on my watch list. I'm going to watch it next.
The plot is very intriguing. And I think this again goes to show, because it can do its own thing. Because I think in the lore of Fallout, I've never played that. I played Fallout 4 a bit, and like every Bethesda game, I got bored of shit. So I was just like, I'm out. I tried New Vegas, and that's the one that I got the furthest in, which is also the one that's most highly regarded, but that wasn't made by Bethesda. I think Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 and Fallout 76 are like the ones Bethesda made, and they're just, I didn't like them. but again, the lore of Fallout is all of the vaults are experiments. So you get crazy experimented vaults in. So like there are people who are just like, they just had one guy in a vault and they just cloned him a bunch, I think is one of the vaults.
Right.
And just to see what happened. And then there's just loads of just weird experiments. Like, I don't know all of the lore of it.
So is Fallout a single player game? I thought it was multiplayer. Like,
no, Fallout 76 is multiplayer. Fallout, all of the other Fallouts are single player.
I might give him a go then.
Yeah, if you like walking around and just talking to people with ship gun mechanics, then love it.
Well, I enjoyed Deathloop, but I don't know, maybe it's a bit different game mechanics wise.
That's not Bethesda.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but that's not the, no, because that's that was Arcane or something. Like there's a studio under Bethesda, not Bethesda Games. Bethesda Games is the one who made these.
Right, so it's got the name Bethesda, but not actually Bethesda.
Well, it's under Bethesda, but it's not the studio Bethesda.
Right, okay.
Bethesda Studios, because made Fallout 3, 4, because it's the one that Todd Howard owns or runs, because he's like the head of... Yeah, it's stupid. It's like every Activision thing. It's like this studio made...
Yeah,
this.
So Bethesda's the publisher, not the developer.
Yeah. There is Bethesda Studios, which is the publisher of games.
Which is different to Activision.
There's the Bethesda Studios, which also... Because it's ZeniMax, technically, that owns Bethesda. But, and then...
Oh, now Microsoft.
Yes, but all of the stuff that falls under ZeniMax is ID Interactive or whatever it is, the ones who make Hitman and all of that, and all of these other studios, Arcane, who makes like made Deathloop, I think. But yeah, it's under the Bethesda banner, not a Bethesda made game.
Well, we've got two more items on our list, and get out of the way. I know you really want to.
Yeah. I really enjoy this show. I know Dad hates it because he binge-watched all of it in, like, a few days.
Castlevania. This man made me binge-watch all three seasons.
I didn't make you binge-watch anything.
He
did.
He pinned me down.
I did not.
He threatened my family.
I did do that, but I didn't force you to watch it.
Yes, it's Arcane Studios, but I just checked. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy this show. I really like the spin-off Nocturne as well. I just recommend people watch it. Again, it's just set in the world of the Castlevania series, and they do a completely new story, and it is interesting. I know Dan didn't love it, but I think the visuals are really cool. And yeah, it's very quick as well, because the first two seasons, like the first season and the second season are like 4 and then 8, and then it's like 10-10, and then the next season is 10, I think. I can't remember. It's off the top of my head. And then we got Arcane. Who would have thought?
Oh yeah, Arcane. Honestly, has to be possibly the best video game adaptation ever.
Yes. Like, I'll even do this, where you put it ahead of that.
It's so... It's the League of Legends curse.
I don't know what that is.
Everything about League of Legends is amazing apart from League of Legends.
Fair.
Because like, if you actually look at the League of Legends music, like their shows as well, the live events they do.
Yeah.
Because like, they're like, really amazing. They have like a massive like on-stage performances, and they have like all sorts of cool... like
Imagine Dragons is their number one fan. Because they seem to just do all the music for...
Yeah, augmented reality as well. And everything about League of Legends is amazing, apart from League of Legends.
Yeah, it seems a very dedicated fan base. And I'm now dipping my toes into it.
Just don't go into it. Just don't. Yeah, it's not the same.
What you're basically doing is, it's a pool of piranhas, and you're dipping your toe in, like, going, oh, this could be good. Nope, don't take your foot out. I'll just sit on the shoreline and look at this pretty view. Rather than actually put my feet into the pool.
My only fear about Arcane is the following seasons and what's going to happen. Because for it to continue... For it to continue to even live up to the same level it set itself is going to be so hard to do.
Into the Spider-Verse curse.
Yeah.
It is perfection personified. How do you top it?
It's like they've set themselves such a high bar, and I think having, as much as I like, you know, the idea of giving, you know, studios to give them time to make the story they want, the trouble is, the longer you leave it, the bigger the hype builds, the bigger the anticipation grows, and the more likely Spider-Man. It's going to live to disappointment.
It took 5 years for a sequel, and the expectations were massive for it.
And I think
it helped. It helped a lot because it gave people more time to watch it, Spider-Man. But I think this show also didn't have as many people watch it as I think that a lot of it.
It's a League of Legends stigma where people don't want to watch it because it's associated with League of Legends.
Yeah, like I know so many people who are like, I'm not going to watch this because it's League of Legends. I'm like, you will love it. Even like I know people who like League of Legends and won't watch this show.
Yeah, because
I'm like, what?
Because is this the theory is the same as everything else on this tier list. If you look at this tier list, how many things...
Animation is shit.
Well, no, but like, just how many things here are you'd actually go and watch again and repeatedly?
I have watched Arcane multiple times. I've watched Castlevania multiple times. I watched the Dungeons and Dragons movie multiple times. I watched Cyberpunk once.
Basically,
that was because it was very depressing at the end. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that. And I watched Dota once because it's like four seasons. And I'm like, oof. I haven't finished watching thing. Pikachu, I watched like twice. Pokemon, I've watched on and off multiple things. I've watched Cuphead twice.
Okay, you are a bit more of an anomaly, but for most people, the top six things on here are the only things worth watching.
Yes.
Right, and that is...
Maybe
seven. But having that pool of that number is a very small number compared to how many video game adaptations there are.
This isn't even everything on the adaptations, because there's like the Twisted Metal TV series. There's the other stuff. There's loads of other things that aren't on here. Like Max Payne had movies. Loads of things have had adaptations that I just didn't bother to put on here because I was like, I don't have anything to say about these. I haven't watched them. I have no idea what this is. But yeah, I think, like you're saying, it's a very small successful pool. And I think, again, it's more because they're not telling the same story.
Yes.
They're either branching out and doing something new that doesn't, like, because I know the Resident Evil things do their own, that just completely throw out whatever lore was in the games and just do their own thing. But I think there's a cult following behind that franchise, and people are like, yeah, they might have nothing to do with the games, but I enjoy what they're doing with it. Whereas, like, again, Need for Speed, they tried to do an original story, but it was just boring.
Thing is, Need for Uncharted. Speed, you can't really do it. What are you going to do? Like, the fucking Fast and Furious is Need for fucking Speed. It's just fucking race driving.
I think they should have done more Fast and Furious rather than trying to do a legal street race, like the low-level, like, crime. I generally don't remember what the fuck the plot of that movie was.
What's my point? Like, you don't need to...
I think Aaron Poole is basically a driver, and then he drives along with his friend. His friend fucks him over because they're criminals or something. Aaron Poole goes to jail. His friend doesn't go to jail. Then Aaron Poole gets out of jail, and then Aaron Poole does a series of racing or something, or walking around the city going, ooh, I'm going to get revenge on my friend, and then he kills his friend in a car crash or something. I don't remember anything. And then Tomb Raider tries to tell the story of the first reboot game, and it changes things and doesn't work. Like, Assassin's Creed tries to tell a new story, but is boring. Last of Us tells the same story, but worse. Like, I think it just comes down to, like, doing something new and respecting the other stuff.
Yes, that's it.
The thing that I found about the Fallout show that I like is, it. I imagine there is so much stuff I am missing. Same with Arcane and stuff. There is so much in those shows that I am missing because I don't play or know the lore or the backstories or, like, the little things. Like, there are shots of characters and things, and the people are going, oh my god, that's amazing. Or there's just, like, things in the background that people go, oh my god, that. And I'm like, it's still a good show because it's not pandering to those people.
Yeah.
It's not going, here's this thing you love, slap it in your face. Like the Uncharted movie. This is the scene of Nathan Drake falling out of the plane.
It's just not needed.
Yeah. This is the Joel, like all these moments from the game that you've already played. It's not catering to those, like, here's this thing. Like, if they'd taken, like, Mario is just a prime example of just, like, shove these references in your face, and it does, like, it puts the references above the actual material.
I felt like the best way of making a video game adaptation is making it based on a game where there isn't necessarily a clear main character, or you're not repeating the story with the same main character.
Yeah.
So having your Marios, your Tomb Raiders, your Uncharted doesn't work because the character is already established and is in people's minds. It's the same as book adaptations. If you talk to any book nerds or people, those kind of people, they will always say the film's awful because they know of how their stigma is for those characters. And the same with video game nerds and, like, people like us. We have our perception of these characters and we see it on a screen. We go, well, it's not the character we play.
I'm not biased to liking a thing.
Exactly.
Not liking the adaptation.
So things like Arcane, Dungeons and Dragons, I'm not sure what Castlevania, I've not played it, but having it based on characters. I mean, yes, all those characters are in League of Legends, but story is not established like this. There's no main story about it. So having...
This is just them taking characters that they liked and maybe had, like, background references to, like, their character interactions. Kind of like Overwatch. Like, Overwatch, they had, like, their YouTube short things where they give all those characters background. And they're really good. I would never play Overwatch.
No, yeah.
But, like, those YouTube short, like, films that they did where they brought out the character backgrounds and stuff like that, and they gave those characters personalities, I reckon an Overwatch movie would have done really well if they'd done it before the game killed itself.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, you have a good point.
All the porn, Dan. All that hentai that you can get of all those Overwatch characters. You just got to have a show that you can do a lot of hentai and AI-generated porn. Then everyone will love it. All that Pikachu porn.
So some closing thoughts before we finish the podcast episode. Name a franchise you would like a film or TV adaptation of that's not currently done.
Destiny.
I had the same thought. And
Destiny pre-game.
Yes, Golden Age.
Golden Age Destiny,
yes,
where
Golden
they
Age
don't
Destiny.
Have to do, like, they have all that backstory that has never been shown, or, like, characters that you can take and put into live action or animated or whatever they want to do, and they just put it on a TV series, I reckon would be better. But a movie, you could do like a single story of one character, like one of the fabled legend characters that no one's seen, or, like, that you have their gun reference in the games and stuff like that. And you just tell that character's story through the movie. And then for, like, TV show, you have the premise of the, the Golden Age, the rise and the fall of.
Yeah, I think Golden Age would work really good. Because even, like, showing the development of Exos, because that is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about the Exo stories, but it's. Like,
it's
traumatic.
Like, they have to wipe their memory. Like, that's why Kate 6 is Kate 6, because they wipe the memories of, like, the.
Well, yeah, it's also, like, literally torture, like, what they're doing to them.
They literally wipe their brains of their memories so that they don't freak out.
Yeah.
And that's why the gunsmith is, like, 47 or something like that.
Banshee 44, like, yeah.
Yeah, he's had, like, 44 resets. And, like, it's fucked, like, when you look into the backstory. But, like, these games, you have a story that, like, if they tried to do the story that of the games that you've played, I wouldn't like it. If they did a backstory of the game, and it complements, and it makes people go, oh, yeah, that looks really cool, I want to go play that, and then there's a continuation of the story throughout the franchise, I'm like, yes, that works. Or they set it after, and you have, like, a new threat, just with all the cool tech and the new abilities, and you get, like, Memorial to Cade and all of this, and maybe Lance Reddick and all of that in the game, and stuff like that, who does the Zavala.
I think for Destiny, a TV show worked better for the Golden Age, but films work better for...
For characters.
Yeah, for, like, sort of, what I want to call current events.
Like, even if you did, like... I know that it would be pointless, but if you did a Cade 6 movie... because that's like one of the most loved characters in Destiny. And you did a Cade 6 movie showing him climbing up the ranks to get to the Vanguard.
Yeah.
Like, that would be interesting. Like, how did Cade 6 become? Because they've got all that backstory written.
Yeah.
It's just we haven't seen it. We've only read about it through text. And, like, seeing that on the big screen would be sick as fuck.
Hey, Sony's bought it now.
Yeah. That is one of the reasons they bought it, was to hopefully do stuff. Yeah. No, they literally stated they wanted to bolster their TV and movie division, like catalogs that they could use, like take out of. And Destiny is hopefully going to come out, and I hope they don't fuck it up because Sony is so hit and miss with movies.
Yeah, they tend to be a bit of animated. Well, I say that. Hit or miss. Very hit or miss.
Like I said, Sony has a. They just need to get people who know the character lore and are visually good directors and stuff like that.
We'll see. I mean,
yeah. If you agree or disagree with our tier list, leave it in the comments. And you're wrong if you disagree.
Thank you for listening. Nope. And hope you enjoyed. Leave a like, share, comment. Everything helps. And
We'll see you next time.
See you next week. Bye-bye.